item number 7, report and possible discussion on employee benefits plan design. Update by Monica Wheelis, Human Resource Manager.
This is a report only. As we discussed at the July meeting, BRA has had a partially self-insured medical plan with TML administering since 2002. Over the last several years, we've had significant liabilities. They've increased significantly. And because of timing, the board authorized the general manager to enter into agreements to transition the BRA to a fully insured health care program if we could do so within the FY16 budgeted funds, and it was feasible. We contracted with IPS advisors to assist us with this process. IPS reviewed our plan history and presented their findings at the July meeting. At that time, they recommended that we solicit for a fully insured medical plan, as well as partially self-insured plans in the event that we were unable to get on a fully insured plan option.
Coincident with lunch.
IPS released an RFP for the BRA benefit plans in August, and we received 4 responses from companies for partially self-insured plan and 2 for fully insured plans. Yeah. TML, United Healthcare, Humana, and Blue Cross Blue Shield all proposed for the self-insured plans, and United Healthcare and Blue Cross Blue Shield proposed for the fully funded plans. And IPS went through each of the proposals, and they provided us with a fairly detailed summary on the benefits of each. All of the partially self-insured plans were priced higher than the Blue Cross Blue Shield fully insured plan. We anticipate that their best and final offers will be much more expensive because the rates are not actually final until after they review the claims through October. They currently don't reflect any laser participants. And you may recall we had 3 laser participants in this current year, and we anticipate we'll have at least that many in 2016. The most significant impact of staying with the self-insured plan is the BRA continues the full liability of administering the plan and also paying for the claims. As for the fully insured plans, Blue Cross Blue Shield came in much lower than United Healthcare. The projected 2016 medical and prescription premium cost with Blue Cross Blue Shield is about $2.75 million. The total cost of moving to a fully insured plan with Blue Cross Blue Shield in 2016 is about $3.1 million, which is about $56,000 less than what they projected at the July meeting. And this includes about $300,000 for the 2015 plan claims payout that we'll have to continue paying out in 2016 for the first few months. The final recommendation with IPS was the BRA transition to the fully insured medical plan with Blue Cross Blue Shield, and the cost is within the budgeted funds for FY16, so we've begun this process and have started our open enrollment meetings with the employees. The nice thing is the plan is very similar to the plan we currently have, and we were able to get a network of providers that was about 95% of the network providers we currently have across the basin, which is difficult to do considering the span of our network. Going out to PK and finding providers up in that area is difficult. So we're very pleased with the option we got with Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yes. How does this plan or the proposed plan compare to like the other river authorities and what we're offering?
It's a mix. A lot of them are fully funded. A lot of them are self-funded. It's a mix across the board. But as far as the benefits, it's a very good benefit plan. Covers our deductibles still rather high. And we hope to see those come down as we get healthier. But currently, to be able to get rates that we got, you know, we had to keep the deductibles a little bit high. But as far as co-pays, they're in line with the other water districts.
On the runoffs that we had, which showed about $263,000, obviously, there's not a limit on it. It could get higher than that.
Yes, sir.
As I understood also, we've got some laser claims, which means they will be assumed by Blue Cross Blue Shield, or are they still our responsibility?
They're our responsibility. So, but we have two of the folks that have lasered have already hit their lasered amounts, so the stop loss is paying for any additional claims on those participants.
Okay. Monica, did we, in your study, did you also investigate the health savings account option with the high deductible health savings?
Yes, sir. We had started a high deductible plan in this current year. It's our first year with a high deductible plan, and we had about 30% of our employees shift over to that plan, and Blue Cross Blue Shield is offering that along with the PPO plan. Yeah. So the plan design is very similar to what we have this year.
Monica, my experience would suggest that our renewal next year will be significantly higher than what they're taking on at this point.
We asked
15% or so?
Yeah, we asked IPS that question, and they said historically what they found with plans in similar condition as our plan, that they look between a 5 to 10% increase in the second year.
I know we've seen some, I don't personally do that, but we've seen some horrific increases due to Obamacare.
Yes.
Affordability Act. I mean, it's just so uncanny, and I just can't, I think the idea is good. I'm for the fully insured, but I think we'll be naive, and I think we're going to be hitting with a pretty good renewal.
Yes, sir. I'm kind of worried about that myself. But at this point, switching over to the fully insured plan, we're at least capping. You know, I think we're going to reduce. Staying on self-insured plan, it is our liability, 100%. So moving to a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan, it buffers us a little bit because right now we're about a 230 per month employee base on our insurance plan. When you get on with another plan, they spread their risk across, you know, a slew of other participants. So I hope that will help buffer us a little bit, more so than what we could do if we stand alone.
Is our self-insured interest $257 now? Is that where our...
I'm sorry?
Our self-insured retention before we receive a stop loss is $250?
No, sorry. It's $90,000 per participant,
okay,
with the exception of the three that were lasered. And one was at $300,000, and that participant has met theirs. And two were at $125,000, and one of those has met theirs.
Okay.
So, yes, sir.
How many lives do we have employee? Well, I know it's like 230 or so, but how many family, the family coverage? And what, if anything, I mean, what do the employees pay for 2016? What will they pay for family coverage?
We were able to keep our rates very similar for the employees for this next year, because our, you know, the fully funded option that Blue Cross Blue Shield offered was very reasonable. On this document, they have it to where it's broken out, and I have to add it all together, and that's dangerous in my head. For an employee and spouse, we're looking at $364 per month for, and this is on the high deductible health plan, $364. Employee children, $179. Employee family, $543. And then on the PPO plan, employee spouse is $436. Employee children, $215. And employee family, $652. And the employee on the PPO plan will contribute $25 per month towards their benefit.
And what is that deductible? You say high deductible.
The high deductible is $2,600 on the high deductible plan. On the PPO plan, it's $1,500. which and that tends to be, typically you see on the other river authorities, their deductibles anywhere from 500 to 1,000. So we're significantly high on the deductible. It's not going to be any different. I mean, what Phil's referring to is on our current plan, because it was our own plan, if someone went in to have a routine colonoscopy and something was found and they received a diagnosis, we covered that as killer wellness. And it's one of the only plans I know of that will consider that still a wellness. Most, if there's a diagnosis, they charge it as a medical treatment and you have to pay your deductible. And we thought that was unfair and discouraged employees from going in to get their routine colonoscopies. So we fought very hard to have our plan changed to where it was covered as routine if that's how they went in. On most plans and on the plan we're moving on to, that is not the case. If there is a diagnosis during routine colonoscopy, the employee will have to meet their deductible prior to that being paid.
So, two doctors, and it seems to defeat what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. For that cost to find that polyp and treat it means that you can possibly avoid a life-threatening situation. But I raised Kane, a guy working with a proctologist who works out with us in the morning, and he said, that's normal. He said, all insurance companies said, for somebody to not to do that, he said, that's not the norm. He said, we're incensed, all of our lobbyists are raising Kane, but we're making no progress.
Monica, refresh me, how much did we pay of that premium? Did we pay just the employee cost, all of it? I can't remember.
What I gave you was the employee premium, not, it didn't include the employer portion. The employer pays on the on the high deductible health plan $663 per employee currently, and on the PPO plan $713. And we have been paying roughly 20% to 30% of the employee dependent costs, and we're increasing that to help absorb, because some of the dependent rates did go up quite a bit with the employee children and employee family rates went up quite a bit with Blue Cross. So the employer is absorbing some of that for the employee, because you can't, you know, raise an employee dependent rate 60%. In a year, and so we're absorbing some of that, and we're working towards, you know, doing a little bit better at sharing and equalizing those as we go, you know, from year to year. But the transition to the fully funded, we just really don't have the control over the premiums like we have had.
Right.
So the employer is absorbing more of the cost than they have in the past.
Approximately how many the employees have participant coverage?
I'm looking at
you it. Have it.
On the high deductible plan, we have 17. I'm doing this math in my head, so help. An employee spouse, 25, 50, 60, about 75. On the PPO plan, we have dependents of one, either spouse, family, or children.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? This was a report only, so there's no action.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie.